in the limelight.
A recent fall in coronavirus case numbers raise hopes that Britain may be reaching herd immunity, but experts warn against complacency given uncertainty about new variants and autumn's return to school. We now present you an article written by Robin McKee. The piece is titled, Is COVID-19 Underrun in the UK? John Edmonds has been at the centre of the unravelling of the COVID-19 pandemic since cases first appeared in January of 2020. A member of SAGE, the government's scientific advisory group, and a professor of epidemiology at the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine, he has consistently warned ministers about the threats posed by the disease. These risks have often been clear in their nature, but today, 18 months after COVID-19 first appeared, he believes the nation stands at a point of maximum uncertainty about the future of the pandemic. John Edmonds told The Observer, "At any other point of the epidemic, it has been easier to foresee what might happen," he added, "but at this point, I think it's really hard to understand what has happened and what is going to happen in the long term. There is a huge amount of uncertainty about the disease at the moment." The fact that we are a year and a half into the pandemic and are still being wrong-footed by COVID-19 may seem surprising. After all, in that time, we have developed powerful vaccines to protect against it and have pinpointed critically important drugs to treat patients. Science has worked wonders. Nevertheless, researchers are still very unsure about how COVID-19 will progress in the United Kingdom in the coming months. The statistics have certainly been startling. First, case numbers rocketed at the beginning of July, then they reversed and began to fall, leaving statisticians and scientists struggling to make sense of the fluctuating figures. For good measure, a host of conflicting factors has been put forward to explain COVID case numbers. Has the opening up of society on 19th of July had a major impact? Did Euro 2020 propel the virus through the homes and pubs of England? Could the United Kingdom be approaching herd immunity? And what impact have the school holidays had on the progress of the disease? Untangling these factors, as well as understanding the exact impact vaccines had on society, has now become a complex, urgent business. John Edmonds says, "It will tell us just how bad things are likely to get when society really opens up in September and October, and as winter approaches." John Edmonds, Professor of Epidemiology at the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine, added, "However, there is clear agreement on one factor. All the evidence indicates that vaccines are now playing a pivotal role in controlling the disease. Had the government completely opened society and an unprotected populace, daily death tolls would be now have soared into their thousands. But just how far has our vaccine protection reached? It is a crucial question whose answer will determine just how severe will be the return of COVID-19 in the autumn as schools reopen, the weather chills and people head indoors. A key factor is the degree to which the country has achieved herd immunity. In other words, will we have reached a point where so many people have been either infected or vaccinated and therefore possess some immunity to the disease that viral transmission falls or even stops? Professor Mark Woolhouse of Edinburgh University says, you can run some very simple models to see if the case numbers that we saw earlier this month are consistent with effective herd immunity. He added, and in my view, the answer is yes, it is. There are some big caveats, though, but the bottom line is that those figures are consistent with the impact of herd immunity. Professor Mark Woolhouse pointed to a recent Office of National Statistics survey which claimed that around 90% of adults in the United Kingdom now possess COVID antibodies, which indicates that they supposedly could be capable of some kind of immune response to infection. He said, that is a very large fraction and it may well be having an impact. Professor Martin Hibbert, also of the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine, agreed that herd immunity was becoming a realistic prospect. He said, we're approaching herd immunity, but I don't think we're quite there yet. Professor James Naismith, director of the Rosalind Franklin Institute in Oxford, also thinks the short-term picture is optimistic. He said, it looks as if case numbers are plateauing, and one would hope they will drop somewhat over the summer. However, problems will return in September when children go back to school, businesses open up, and people spend more time indoors. Professor James Naismith added, we will still have high levels of infection in the community. About one person in 65 carries the virus at present. And that means virus levels are not going to go down significantly by September. He added, under those circumstances, the virus will have a good platform from which to start infecting those who are unprotected when conditions make it more favourable for it to spread. This point was backed by virologist Stephen Griffin of Leeds University. Griffin said, I'm worried that even if case numbers continue to go down, they will start to come back up again with a vengeance in September when the schools go back. One solution proposed by Professor Naismith is to vaccinate 16 and 17-year-olds across the United Kingdom. That would protect them from COVID-19 complications, which are worse than any vaccine complications they might encounter. It would also push the population closer to the level it needs to achieve herd immunity. He added, I think we're close to that immunity, but we will not be quite there by autumn, adding, so we should be thinking about whether or not to vaccinate 16 and 17-year-olds. That would help us achieve wider protection against the virus. In any case, teenagers are perfectly capable of making up their own minds about the risks and benefits involved in being vaccinated. After all, 16-year-olds in Scotland are allowed to vote. Two further vexing issues bedevil attempts to clarify the nation's route out of the pandemic. New variants of the virus and possible fading vaccine efficacy. The danger posed by new variants of the virus concern is raised by Jeremy Farrar, director of the Wellcome Trust, in Spike, The Virus Versus the People, his new book about the pandemic. He argues high infection rates raise the chances of a new variant being cooked up, adding, that is very probably why the variants of concern have been traced to countries like the United Kingdom, South Africa and Brazil, which have had poorly controlled transmission. At present, scientists and pharmaceutical companies are working on vaccines to tackle some of the new variants that have appeared over the past year. For example, the Oxford vaccine team, led by Dame Sarah Gilbert, is working on one of the beta variant, first discovered in South Africa, which is considered to be one with the greatest potential to evade vaccines. And then there is the issue of vaccine efficacy. Studies have shown that COVID-19 antibodies decrease over time in vaccinated individuals. This may limit people's protection against the virus. A study published recently indicated that the efficacy of the Pfizer vaccine declined by an average of 6% every 2 months. Findings such as these suggest that the government may have to set up a program of booster vaccine shots for the over 50s to strengthen their protection over the winter. These fears were highlighted recently by the Academy of Medical Sciences in its report, COVID-19, Preparing for the Future. Anne Johnson, president of the Academy, said, "We are going to go into this winter and start mixing again in ways that we didn't do last year." She added, "In those circumstances, we can expect to see a real upsurge in respiratory infections such as flu, which we may have waning immunity against because we were not exposed to it last year." In addition, the Office of National Statistics estimated in its last report that a total of 856,200 people in England were infected with the COVID virus during the week ending on 24th of July. That is a very big number. So whether overall figures go up or down slightly, the current situation is that we've got an awful lot of infection around with a very transmissible variant of the virus. So the take-home message is clear. This pandemic has not yet gone away. Exactly how it plays out is a different matter. There are so many variables involved. Indeed, the only thing that is clear is that the situation is very uncertain.